Welcome to Rising Stars in the Sunshine City, the Under 30 Chronicles, an interview segment highlighting the young people making an impact in our city today. I'm Karen Carmichael. Today's guest is David Thompson. David is the Director of Government Affairs for the City of St. Petersburg. Welcome to the Radio St. Pete Studios, David.
Thank you for having me, Karen.
It was so fabulous how we met because, I knew of you,
right?
And then just happened to meet you that night when we were at City Hall, and I thought, oh my gosh,
It was beautiful circumstance, and it was, for me, having not been through Kona, it was so informational to sit through and kind of meet some of the people doing the leadership program, so that was great.
Well, you were a smashing success. We do evaluations, right? And people were like, it was so great to hear from government affairs. Right?
Oh, that's awesome.
So everybody enjoyed you. Well, let's jump right in.
All right.
Tell us a little about where you grew up.
So I was born in Silver Spring, Maryland, but I grew up in Ocala, Florida, so spent most of my life there. I enjoyed Ocala. It's one of those things where you look back on it and you're like, okay, it was a little better than you thought as a kid. We used to call it Slow Cala. If we wanted to go to a real mall, we would go up to the Oaks Mall in Gainesville, but it really is a beautiful place, and I'm a big fan of horses kind of because I grew up there. And so as they've done everything with the World Equestrian Center, it's just become a really blossoming city. And so it's nice to drive through. I still have family there, so it was a cool place to grow up.
It's so funny because, my daughter's she's in her late 40s now, and her friends all moved, when they graduated from college. But they all said at that time about St. Petersburg, I'm glad I grew up there.
Yeah.
Now, of course, they're all dying to get back here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's right. Hard not to be.
So what inspired you to get involved in St. Pete?
So because I grew up in Ocala, I went to USF St. Pete for undergrad. And so I remember, it was such a distinct memory for me. My parents were with me for the tour. They had an honors brunch for students who were going to be in the honors program. And we're coming down the interstate, and my parents, who are from Jamaica originally, were like, oh, this is beautiful. And being on the campus, I was like, I've got to go there. So I ended up going to USF St. Pete, and then we went to just being here in the community was so exciting. I learned so much in my time here as a student, and when I moved to D.C. to work for Congressman Crist, who represented this area, it just kept that relationship still going. So when I had the opportunity to move back and work for the mayor, it was just the perfect opportunity. So, I say St. Pete gave so much to me as a student, as a young person at that point in my life, that I want to give back and hope other people have the same experience here that I did.
Wow. It's good to hear, though. It's good to hear that people come here, go to college, and then stay. Because even about, 7 or 8 years ago, I remember being at one of the presentations, I think it was related to the Chamber of Commerce, where they were saying that people come here, they go to college, and then they don't stay.
Yeah.
Right? So it's fabulous to know that is starting to evolve and change.
Yes, for sure.
So what do you see as St. Pete's biggest challenge for 2024 and then moving forward?
Yeah, so I think the biggest challenge is it's also its biggest opportunity, which is the redevelopment of the historic gas plant. It's hard to not call it a challenge. It's 86 acres, $6.5 billion, potential development. It's one of the biggest developments, if not in our region, certainly, but in the state. And so that's a big hurdle that, the city is going to have to take on. But I think certainly from the city staff side and the community, we're prepared to handle the challenge. But I think of it at the same time as our opportunity, because I'm really excited about, how it ties into the work that we do in the city for our affordable housing, the work that's going to happen with the new venues that are going to be there, and the work on Booker Creek that really matches that environment piece of it. And, hopefully all of that excitement spurs all the way to downtown, core downtown Williams Park, which I know is something you've been so active with. And I think about also as a young person how exciting it's going to be. Again, the affordable housing, the new entertainment venues, the walkability. That's for so many of us who want to live a lifestyle without needing a car or having to use it less frequently. That's a big project.
It would be great also, in a smaller way of thinking about this, to see Booker Creek actually become part of our environment.
Yes.
Instead of just floating through the city, and it looks almost like a drainage ditch in some places, right?
Exactly.
But it's really a beautiful a beautiful little creek, and it'd be nice to see it, you know, replenished again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell me about an accomplishment that you're proud of.
So for me, it's really important, and this is something I learned at USF St. Pete, to recognize the people that have impacted you while they're able to receive that. So one of the things, as student body president, I gave the commencement speech for the class that I was graduating with. And because I did that, I got to invite some people. So I was able to invite my middle school environmental or geography teacher and my high school English teacher. And they were two people who were so formative for me, people who saw the talkative kid in class and understood how to channel that energy and make me the leader I am today. And so being able to recognize them in my speech and have them there was super important for me. And being able to later recognize one of my mentors with a congressional record insert when I was working in D.C. and being a part of that, that was really important to me, for them to know that I valued and appreciated them. And not everybody's in a position to kind of make some of those grand gestures, but I was able to, and so that's something I'm really proud of.
So that kind of leads into the next question I'm going to ask you. Did you have a mentor? And tell us a little bit about them.
Yes. Dr. Helen Levine, who is leading up government affairs at USF St. Pete while I was there, has been one of my biggest mentors. She's been a part of this community going back, as far as I remember, into Rick Baker's administration, spent so much time working for the university. She's since retired, but she's been wonderful. She was one of the people who encouraged me to apply for this job. I was living in D.C. at the time. I didn't know what the opportunity to come back to St. Pete was, but she has been so wonderful to me. And I always think one of the pieces of advice that she gave me, I asked her, like, how are you so successful, Dr. Levine? And she said, impeccable follow-up. And that's something that I've tried to keep myself, is always making sure to follow up and be engaged and to send those thank you notes and those little things after you meet with somebody. So thankful for having mentors like her.
Wow. That's interesting that you should say send a thank you note as a follow-up, because somehow I feel that that's like a little bit of a lost art. We're so quick to get, on email or text somebody or whatever, but, there's something to be said about a handwritten thank you note.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So St. Pete is a fabulous place, as we all know, but where else would you like to visit? Someplace you haven't been before?
I have never been to Spain. That is somewhere I would love to go. My mother did a year in college in Spain, and she told me she's not taking me until I can speak enough Spanish to get through the country myself. She's not working as my translator. So that's one of my goals, is to brush up on my Spanish and get to visit the country. The food and the culture is absolutely amazing, so I want to see it in person.
Yeah, I think going to Europe is always a great experience.
That's true. I've never been to Europe. Uh-huh. I've been on this side of the Atlantic, so mm-hmm. I'm excited for that.
So I always wrap up these interviews by asking people to recommend a book, a podcast, and or a movie to our listeners.
Okay.
What have you got for us, David?
Okay, so let me think. The book that I am most excited about right now is actually by a friend of mine, Tyler Gillespie, and it's called Florida Man Revisited. So some years ago, it's a book of poems. He had written some poems about what it is like to be from Florida and telling that story. And now he's republishing it, several years later with some new poems in it, with some additional reflections on what that time period has been. So super excited for that to come out. Let's see, podcast, I Love the Weeds from Vox. It's about a 45 to an hour minute deep dive on any particular policy issue. So one they did recently was on Social Security and retirement. And so just kind of explaining that and what that means for, young people who may not think the program's going to be there. What does it actually mean for Social Security going forward? And then a movie I saw last year that I really enjoyed was Triangle of Sadness. It's an interesting movie. It's kind of a conversation about how class and all of, the structures we have in society, how does that work if we were suddenly transported, thrown into a different society where the things that make you important right now may not be around. So it's an interesting one. It starts on a cruise, and then you kind of see what happens when the cruise takes a left turn. So I really like that one.
Well, thanks for joining us today in the studio, David.
Thank you for having me.
I'm really happy that you had a chance to stop by today.
Absolutely. Well, it's a beautiful studio, and you're doing great work both in the Neighborhood Association, the community at large, and with Radio St. Pete. So we appreciate you.
Thank you.